This has to skip that question.
What would you have said? Christmas gift or something like that?
Yeah. However, I say that.
It's a phrase you don't like?
No, I just don't ever think of it.
So what would you say?
I just speak, you know, as I would just speak and asking how I'd get along with something like that. But however I think of it, ask to tell them the first Christmas gift.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, if you have a very heavy suitcase and you have to get it from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to what this very far.
Tote this very far. Well, I wouldn't say carry, I'd say tote.
All right. Well, what do you call a creature that has a very hard shell and it lives in the water and it can draw its legs and its head and its tail completely inside its shell?
Oh, box shell carry.
What?
I said box shell carry.
Alright. Well, what do you call a similar creature that lives on the land?
Gopher.
Alright. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
Alright. And what do you call the center part of an egg?
Yellow.
And what about the upper part of a man's body? This part right in here.
His breast. I'd say call it his breast.
Alright. And what do you call a small flat bottom craft that has oars and you use it on a lake?
Boat.
I'd
call it a bateau.
Well, now, would a bateau have a pointed front?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what would you call something like a bateau that had a squared front, a flat front?
Boat, I guess. I'd call it a boat.
All right. Well, what do you call a covering on a pillow? Something you put on the pillow before you put it on the bed.
Oh, pillow cover. Pillow slip.
Now, if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that sure is a pretty what of beads?
String of beads.
Alright. Now, if two men have a fight and one defeats the other soundly, you might say, one man really what the other one?
Whip the other one or beat the other one.
Alright. Now, what do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down?
Hunker. Call it his hunker.
And now, what are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
close-fisted.
Alright. And suppose a person's wearing funny-looking clothes. You'd say he really looks what?
Looks funny.
Now, is there another word you use besides funny?
Yeah, but I can't think of it.
Well, now, what about if it was a woman instead of a man? What would you say? She looks what?
Yeah, I don't know what I'd say.
Well, would you say, I would say she looked slouchy or something like that?
Yeah, I imagine so.
So what's that word?
According to how she had on her clothes, if she didn't have them on right, I'd say she looked slouchy.
Would you use that word with a man, too?
Yeah. Well, it could be used with him. He would look slouchy.
All right.